It's always great. My name is Ketsia Aurelien, KETSIA AURELIEN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Josephine A. Shook, JOSEPHINE, middle initial A, last name SHOOK. Number one, chronic kidney disease stage 4. This CKD is related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process. The kidney functions have remained stable with the BUN of 60 from 78, creatinine of 3.3 from 3.5, and a GFR of 17, which has remained the same since the last visit. Period. There is no urinalysis available for assessment of activity in the urinary sediments or for proteinuria. Period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms. She does have a history of urinary incontinence and has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-H-I, the urologist. Period. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has remained very stable with a hemoglobin A1C of 6.8%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, secondary hyperparathyroidism, which has improved since the last visit. The PTH is 331 from 629. Serum calcium is still a little low at 8.4. So we increased the calcitriol from 0.25 micrograms to 0.50 micrograms. Period. We will reevaluate the mineral bone disease labs at the next visit. The vitamin D125 has improved significantly from 10 to 27, period. Next line, metabolic acidosis, which has remained stable and is related to the advanced kidney disease, period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency, secondary to vitamin D deficiency, which she is taking calcitriol for. We will continue to monitor. Next line, anemia of chronic disease. She follows up at the Florida Cancer Center and sees Dr. Shah, period. We will continue to monitor the levels. The recent HNH is 10.3. And 34.1 from 10 and 33.6. We will continue to monitor. Next line, transaminitis, transaminitis, which is possibly related to her intake of atorvastatin. Period. We discontinued the atorvastatin and ordered hepatic panel as well as abdominal ultrasound for evaluation of the liver. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which has remained stable with blood pressure of 143 over 70. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia with low lipid panel levels with a total cholesterol of 128, triglycerides of 132, and LDL of 59. We discontinued the atorvastatin due to elevated LFTs. elevated liver function test, period. Next line, overactive bladder, which she sees Dr. Onishi for, and takes Gemtesa, G-E-M-T-E-S-A. Next line, hyperuricemia. Which has remained stable on allopurinol, 100 milligrams daily. Next line, we will follow up in 3 months with laboratory workup. And